The next presentation is also on irrigation related component, presented by Ahmed Atiyah. Deficit irrigation and tillage effects on lint yield and profitability of four cotton cultivars in the Texas rolling plains. And this he has co-authors and from Texas A&M AgriLife Research, Texas A&M University, Texas Tech.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Hi, everybody. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors from Texas A&M AgriLife and Texas A&M University for this research I started, and I would like to share my research findings over the last 2 years. The background of this research was based on the fact of climate change and drought occurrence has significant negative effects on cotton production of Texas rolling plains. So the long-term objectives of this research, of presented research here, was to improve cotton irrigation management that saves water and optimize cotton irrigation in the Texas rolling plains. Our approach for this research was depending on field studies coupled with crop growth modeling for more extrapolation of our research finding over long-term weather data set. So a field study was originally started in the Texas AgriLife Research Station near Chillicothe, Texas in summer 2012 for measuring or testing four cotton varieties response to different irrigation regimes under tillage soil treatments. The graph on the right here presents the long-term precipitation for Texas rolling plains over the last 30 years. Effective precipitation is average about 300 millimeter of rainfall. This we gonna use later on to interrupt cotton response to total water application and ultimately irrigation management. So the study briefly was designed as a split plot design with three replications. The soil type was applying clay loam with subsurface drip irrigation as irrigation system, adapted irrigation system. The planting date was 23rd May in the both seasons with plots measured as 70 feet long with four meter rows for each plot, 1 meter spacing. Our treatment was in the main plots for irrigation regimes, starting with 90 ET replacement and 45 ET replacement, dry land irrigation and ET replacement based on a remote sensing strategy, which is basically depends on adjusting the crop coefficient approach using remote sensing data set. The subplot treatments was two tillage treatments, conventional and minimum tillage treatment, and the subplot treatments was four cotton varieties, starting with FiberMax 9170 and DeltaBine 1044 and Phytogen 375 and Phytogen 499. So this gives us 96 experimental units in three replications over two seasons. We further use this field data to calibrate and validate cotton to chem model. Then we can run simulation scenarios for long-term application of our research findings. Our measurements included plant height, leaf area index, remote sensing data that was collected based on ground-based remote sensing, crop scan using crop scan, 16-channel multispectral radiometer, canopy temperature using a handheld infrared thermometer. Then we can calculate different vegetation and water indices to test our varieties response to our irrigation treatment. These indices, as you can see here, starting with normalized different vegetation index, excuse me, and then normalized different water index, crop water stress index, and then we used the field data to calculate yield and fiber quality data set. Basically, the cross data, starting with plant height and leaf area index, was significantly affected by varying irrigation treatment from high irrigation levels to dry land, showing a significant difference for these cross variables, gross variables in both seasons, with no difference between 45% and remote sensing data set. Similarly, this observation also was recorded for the leaf area index data. Then we calculated, correlated the normalized difference vegetation index with the leaf area index. Here, for more interpretation of our results, as we can see, the response was linearly increased for normalized difference water vegetation index until it reaches a saturation level at this point, which was like a surprising findings for this relationship, which couldn't go higher here after leaf area index reached about 4.65. To also for more explanation about these vegetation and water indices, I correlate the normalized difference vegetation index with normalized difference water index. We found a positive correlation with between these two vegetation and water indices, which gives a self-evident indication that these indices could be used as indices to drought-tolerant screening varieties, using it to screen the drought-tolerant varieties. The crop water stress index also here, we can differentiate between different irrigation methods that could be used to the higher this value here, the higher plants are stressed. In the dry land, between the dry land varieties, we can see that phytogen 375 was less stressed compared to other varieties. This also was confirmed with the normalized difference water index. Significant difference between the irrigation treatment here, but between each irrigation treatment, we couldn't catch a variety differences within each irrigation treatment. But at the end of that, by looking at these instances, we can find differences between the water content in plants that showed different crop water stress index and also a different normalized difference water index between these varieties. As a correlation between these two water or canopy temperature indices was high when plants were high at irrigation levels, which showed us at 90 ET percentage high correlation value of 0.67, but at low irrigation or dry land, plants presented a low correlation, which means plants were actually high stress at this point. I'm fairly happy also with this result here. Irrigation and variety interaction was highly significant at this point to level of interaction for both season 2012 and 2013. Consistent response was observed for two variables for over the two seasons. 2012 phytogen 375 presented higher yield at high irrigation level, which is 90% ET. Similar response was also observed at 2013 for the same similar data set. This consistent response gives us an idea that this variety here performed better when it's at high irrigation levels compared to others. The irrigation water use efficiency were compared between these varieties over the two seasons. The results of higher yield for phytogen 375 presented higher irrigation water use efficiency when irrigation water increased here at the blue color for this variety compared to other, but when it was dry, the irrigation water use efficiencies for this variety was low. Translating this treatment to water or applied water application, Lint yield response to applied water was curvilinearly increased with increasing applied water, but by looking at deficit irrigation rate to produce reasonable yield, which is above average 1200, around 1200 kilogram lint yield per hectare, we can say that supplemental irrigation of about 250 millimeter, according to the ET replacement approach, could save water and produce reasonable yield of Texas flint yield in the Texas rolling beds. Similarly, the same observation was recorded for total water application. For more exploitation of this data, the crop growth models here running simulation scenarios over 30 years of weather data set, we can see the total water application for simulated lint yield response to total water application producing above average lint yield of 1,000 kilogram lint yield per hectare required about 550 millimeter of total water application. This result was a result of running simulation scenarios over past 30 years of actual weather data set in the Texas rolling fields. Translating this water application, total water application amounts to ET replacement was producing or showing us, we can say 71% of ET replacement could be an option to reduce reasonable yield without and saving water in and saving water with producing also high or above average density of Texas surrounding plains. So our conclusion, cotton grass and yields is significantly affected by irrigation method and variety interaction. Canopy reflectance and temperature indices have the potential for drought tolerance variety screening. Phytogen 375 reduces higher yield and irrigation water use efficiency at high irrigation levels. Supplemental irrigation of 230 millimeter, according to the ET replacement approach, could be an option to save water without sacrificing the yield. Cotton requires about 500 millimeter of total water to produce the average length yield of the Texas rolling plains. Well, with that, I would like to acknowledge my funding provided by the Texas State Supporting Committee and the PhD committee advisors and employee of Texas A&M AgriLife Research Laboratory in Texas, and I'll be more happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you.
So plenty of time. You have any questions?
Go ahead, yes, sir.
How did you lay out your irrigation areas? You know, one of the problems is when you're doing this type of work, the water starts to get heavier, so it's moving laterally in the soil. So how did you break up the field? So did you have like one of
them? Yeah, we separated the field to different blocks. So we determined based on our calculations for ET replacement, we determine how much water each block has to receive, and we, based on the system, we know how much water we, how many hours we need to open for this block. So this treatment receives, like say, 5 hours for this amount of water, or six, or whatever, for and so on. Because
so the different water regimes weren't right directly adjacent to each other; they were in different areas.
Yeah, different. No, it's the same field, but divided to different blocks. So we have the main treatment, our irrigation. So we decide here to open how many hours for this treatment to receive 90% of each investment or whatever, and so on. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
At any time, were you able to look at any of the tillages that you...
Yes, sir, we have, this is a good point here. The first season in 2012, we didn't notice any tillage differences, but in 2013, I just didn't have enough time to look or analyze present the tillage differences. I noticed difference in plant height and lint yield also different in favor of no tillage. So that's we have also soil moisture data set that confirmed that no tillage treatment has more yield, lint yield, and probably better water content in plants compared to conventional tillage for this season. This will also help interrupting the overall idea or finding of the research over the two seasons.
Any other questions?
Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.